55.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Terry of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry? Terry of Eau Claire.
The state. Yeah, I'm here, Matt. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Yeah. What I'm concerned about, Matt, is this state senate. As I understand it, it's 21 to 12 Republicans, I believe. And if they get one more seat, then it won't matter. Tony Evers can't veto. They can override the veto. Am I right on that?
That's right. They're one seat away from a veto-proof majority in the Senate. So if they pick up a Senate seat and it's 22 to 11, remember, this is an illegitimate Senate. It's gerrymandered, but Republican judges have said it's okay, and the Republican illegitimate legislature has blessed it. So if it's 22 to 11, you're right. Evers can veto, and they can override the veto with a 2-to-1 vote. They still have to override it in the assembly, but that is approaching danger territory too. So what's your view, Terry, on what's going on up in Eau Claire in that matter?
Well,
a recommendation, or do you have some solution to what we should do about that?
Well, let me just say this: Janet Buley was in an accident, and she's not going to run. So we have a gal running for that seat on the Democratic side named Kelly Westlup. She's worked for Senator Baldwin, as I understand, in the Eau Claire office, so she knows the district. But hopefully she can, carry the district against a guy named Robert Romaine Quinn, who was in the assembly. But now he's running for the Senate seat that'll be vacated by Senator Buley. So I'm hoping that Kelly Westland can win this seat and preserve that 21-12 at least.
Terry, spell her last name for us and give me her name again.
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Westland, W-E-S-T-L-U-N-D.
Very good. Kelly, so Westland, she's our candidate, the Democratic candidate up in the Ashland Superior area, right?
Yes, in Superior, all the way down to Rice Lake, all the northern area going east too, towards Green Bay. Quite an area up here, you know.
Yes, it is. That's a terrific tip, Terry. Thanks for calling in. Everybody listening, who has any relatives up there, if you're listening up there, we want to get behind Kelly Westland. You know, Janet Buley is a friend. I feel very badly for Janet Buley. She's involved in a horrible accident. And I feel very badly for the victims of that accident. There was a 5-year-old girl and her mom who were killed. And so it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And Janet will no longer be the Senate, period. But you can't let that seat go Republican. If that seat goes Republican and they go up 22 to 11, it doesn't matter what Tony Evers does. So it's very important. Thanks a lot. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Brought up here, I grew up in Douglas County there, and it used to be pretty blue up in that region of the state. What still gets me is how Hagedorn actually, approved of. He should have told the Supreme Court, nuts to you, and said, no, we're going to go with a more honest redistricting in the state of Wisconsin, because our state constitution requires our districts to be compact and contiguous, which, of course, they are not under the Republicans. There's little islands of corruption that they picked out, so they could pick their voters rather than having districts the way they're supposed to be. I mean, it is so, and hopefully we can get the Supreme Court back next year for a more moderate view of things and relitigate this before the Supreme Court. I mean, that with it is just ridiculous that we are stuck with this illegitimate legislature, because it is, our Constitution is clear on how the districts are supposed to be laid out, and they're not supposed to be laid out in the back room, with a bunch of lawyers and the Republican Party deciding who's going to vote for them individually. I mean, it is just ridiculous that we are, that Hagedorn, they say, well, Hagedorn is pretty good. Well, he, voted right on one thing pretty much. But he consistently sides with the Republican Party, and let's remember he was Scott Wanker's, you know, the man on point man for Act 10, and Scott Walker never faced the protesters during Act 10 protests. He squirted through the his tunnels like a little rat, you know, never facing the protesters, unintimidated my ass.
Yeah, good point. You know, these are a lot of good points you're raising. And I want to pick up on something Mark from the SAC just said. This is very, very important. We can talk till we're blue in the face about this election and that election, but there's only one election that's really going to matter. Because as long as the judges are majority Republican, they'll just say, well, this is what we think, and everybody goes, oh, well, and they obey them. Well, there is a Supreme Court election coming up in the spring. Nobody's paying attention to it because what the heck? The primary is in February and the general election's in April. And everybody's a lot more worried, they should be, about governor, senator, and this and that. However, if one of the people that's not, the person that's not running is Pat Rogensack, who was the Chief Justice, and she is one of the three that voted not to certify Joe Biden. She's not running. That seat is open. The Republicans are putting up a guy named Dan Kelly, who is an election denier, and he's a Trumper. The other side, which is us, and this is a great judge, is a judge named Janet Protasiewicz. Judge Janet, we call her in Milwaukee. She's more than a 20-year veteran of the DA's office in Milwaukee. She's an experienced, tough prosecutor, and she's an experienced, tough judge, and a fair judge. And she has come out and blasted the decision where the Republicans, the majority Republicans, outlawed drop boxes. And she will get in there, and when she gets in there, there'll be no more Trump majority in that court, believe me, okay? So yeah, there are gonna be some other candidates as well. I think there's a judge in Dane County who seems like a fine person, but really the choice is gonna be between Judge Janet Protasiewicz, and this guy Dan Kelly. So stand by, keep your powder dry. Yes, these other elections are important, but come on, come on. Yeah, if we don't take the Supreme Court into a fair, independent mode that stands up for our elections and lets it go Trump again, we're gonna have gerrymandering to the year 2050. And a lot of you out there aren't gonna be around in 2050, so let's get going here. The state Supreme Court, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, is the most important race in the long term that's going to be coming up soon. I'll tell you, I suspected, and I hope I'm wrong, that Manchin and Sinema were playing a good cop, bad cop deal on the soft infrastructure. So now Manchin couldn't look good and agree with Biden and Schumer. Sinema is strangely silent on whether to back the deal. This compromise on soft infrastructure, which would increase IRS enforcement and get the tax cheats and fund clean energy and do a lot of other things. For instance, let the government negotiate on pharmaceuticals and save billions of dollars. Every other insurance company and every other company in the world goes to the pharmaceutical companies and says, look, we're going to buy a million pills, statin pills. So give us a break, not the federal government, because of the Republican Party. Sinema gets her money from Big Pharma. She's silent. I am, woe is my heart, suspicion. Remember that song? Woe is my heart, suspicion. Why is Sinema silent? She and Manchin are the Bobbsey twins. And everybody goes, oh, Manchin, this is great. He's come around. He's going to agree with Biden. Is this another strip tease? Is this another Lucy putting the football down? You go to kick it and she yanks it up. I may be wrong. I may do Sinema a disservice. It may be that she and Manchin are not playing good cop, bad cop, that she will go along with it. But the two of them have not been reliable Democratic voters. They are on some things, but not on a lot of things. And there you have it. Right now, this bill that Biden, through Schumer, set up with Manchin provides for full IRS enforcement. It's going to produce about $1 trillion in taxes that are presently being avoided by hedge funds, investment firms, and others. It's about time. George W. Bush is the one who basically stripped down the IRS so it didn't have enforcement power because there weren't enough agents and forensic accountants. It's also going to let us lower pharmaceutical prices. If cinema gets their money from Big Pharma, stand by. Deeply suspicious that good cop, bad cop is being played on us, but we will see. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Hey.